Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's May 2017. Avian influenza is an extremely infectious and potentially fatal disease for poultry. Two outbreaks in 2014 and 2016 led to the deaths of millions of poultry in the United States. While the health risk to humans is low, humans have been infected with these viruses, sometimes fatally. A team led by Steve Morris, a director in our Natural Resources and Environment team, recently looked at how avian flu outbreaks have affected human and animal health, as well as the U.S. economy. Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Steve to talk about what they found.
We've seen some larger outbreaks of avian flu in recent years, and even a couple of small outbreaks recently in Tennessee. I know this disease primarily impacts poultry, but do outbreaks also affect people's health?
Fortunately, these outbreaks haven't directly affected human health in the U.S. I would just point out, though, that there are many different types of avian influenza, and some types are more likely to impact people than others. So really a big concern for human health is that a deadly strain could develop and, you know, move quickly and easily between birds and people and from person to person. This has happened before, and it's resulted in global pandemics that have killed millions of people. So it's something definitely to watch.
Given that concern, are there vaccines to protect people from avian flu? I'm guessing this isn't covered when I get a flu shot or take my kids to get a flu shot.
Yeah, exactly, Sarah. So you can't really go to the doctor right now and get a vaccine that protects against the current strains of influenza that are affecting the poultry right now. So that seasonal flu shot that you mentioned, it won't really prevent infection from the disease. But it's important to remember that, you know, the folks who did get sick or die in other countries had close contact with infected birds. So really the best way to reduce one's risk right now of infection is just to avoid any such exposure.
In addition to the human impact that we've been talking about, what effects are there on animal health? Is this flu something that only affects birds and poultry?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sarah. You know, avian influenza really impacts the health of many different types of animals in different ways. So let me just give you an example. So the disease infects wild birds such as ducks or geese, but it generally doesn't kill them. But what it does do, it basically is housed in those waterfowl, and those waterfowl can spread the disease to domestic poultry if they come into close contact, which they often do in the course of migration. And as I think I mentioned, such contact can have some devastating effects. Just to give you an example, Sarah, you know, the recent outbreak in the U.S. back in 2014 and 15 killed over 50 million chickens and turkeys. Now, just another point in terms of the avian influenza and its impact, you know, it can also affect other types of animals, including pigs and cats and dogs, horses, among others. And the really important issue here is that it's important to watch for the disease in these animals, especially pigs, because that disease can mutate and spread to people.
Are there certain symptoms when it comes to getting this, or does this just look like any other kind of illness?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, part of the challenge with this disease is that you can't always tell if the animals are infected. You know, in some cases, the animals will get sick and die, and others they won't. So it is a challenge in terms of identifying the disease.
Well, with that challenge, what kind of damage can an outbreak of avian flu do to our economy?
Yeah, well, you know, an outbreak can really have some serious, significant impacts. You know, for example, the 2014 and 15 outbreak I mentioned cost the U.S. economy, it's estimated up to about $3 billion, and it cost the government probably another $1 billion just in terms of response and cleanup. And so if you kind of project that to potential impacts on people, the cost could be even much more.
Well, Steve, what can the government do to better respond then to outbreaks of avian flu?
Well, you know, there are a number of things that the government's doing in response to the avian influenza outbreak. Just to give you some examples, Sarah, the USDA identified many problems and concerns as it looked back on the prior outbreaks. And they're taking a number of steps to address some of these problems and concerns. Just for an example, the agency is working with the poultry industry to protect flocks from infection. And they're taking some specific steps, like providing guidance to state producers to develop plans to effectively dispose of birds, for example. Health and Human Services is working with state and local partners, and they're trying to monitor people for infection, including farmers and others who responded to the outbreaks. And lastly, the Department of Interior is also working with federal partners and state to monitor wild birds for the disease.
Let me ask you, Steve, what did your team recommend in this report?
We're recommending USDA basically evaluate the actions they've taken to determine whether or not they're actually solving the problems identified.
Finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line here is that avian influenza is a serious disease. It can have serious impacts on humans and animals and the economy. And the government and industry really takes this disease seriously. They've taken a number of steps to address future outbreaks. And we think these are important steps, but we also think more can be done. And specifically, USDA needs to evaluate its actions to make sure they're working.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.